Yutes Adar Sheni, Friday the 25th of March, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, the Parsha theme.
Shus HaTzibur. Baruch Hashem, the long winter, Shana Morberes, has passed, Siyata Dishmaya, the final of this year, the Chaporas Parsha, we said, and now we're getting ready, Mirz Hashem, for the Achona of Pesach. So we might as well speak about Hachona. The parasha this week starts off by Yibayim Hashmini. It was the eighth day. The Torah Koyim Zok, the eighth day was a rishon for many things. Rishon Maaseh Bereishis was on a Sunday. Rishon LeKehuna, the first day when the Kehanim made Avodah because the Shivas Me'amulim was made through Moshe Rabbeinu. Rishon LaAvoido, Rishon LeYirida Su'esh, the first time fire came in Hashemayim to the Mishkan. Rishon LeAchilas Kodshim, the first day of Achilas Kodshim. Rishon LeIsur Habomois, the Isur Habomois was Chal, the day when the Kehanim started to make the Avoido. Rishon Mishkan Shechino BeYisrael, the first time when was Hashroas Hashchina in a certain way in the Mishkan. Rishon Levorech Es Yisrael, the first day the Kehanim made Bichas Kohanim in the Mikdosh. So maybe it would have been more appropriate and suitable that it says Elstein Vahibayim Horishon. There's so many Rishons. And still the Torah says Vahibayim Hashmini. It's the eighth day. Because prior to the Yom Horishon, all the things we mentioned, there was Shiva Semi Amulim, which Moshe Rabbeinu prepared the Mishkan, made the Hachone for the Avodas HaMishkan for the Kohanim. So it seems the Hachone is not only an Hachone, the Hachone is part of the Avodah, which means we make now an Hachone for Pesach. The Hachone is not just a coincidence, because we have to be ready for Pesach, we have to make the Hachone. Because the Yoim Hashmini had to be Rishon for so many halachas, there had to be Shivas Me'amulim preparation. The Hachone becomes part of the Avodas HaMitzvahs. Why is it? We find...
You make a bracha now, not every Pesach.
What? Biur Chometz you mean? Biur Chometz. Yeah, if it goes on Biur Mevayah. But we find, Hachone, Schleuches Mehagbol, 3 days before Matan Teure, it was Prisha on one hand, Hachone on the other hand, Hagbol on the other hand, but it was Schleuches Mehachone to the Mikdosh. To Matan Teure. The Pasuk says, Badakedu Vahi Bayum Hashlishi, the third day when Avraham Avinu arrived to the Akedo, Zog the Medrash, Hai Huder Siv, Yechayenu Miyoimayim, we live on the 2 days, Ubashlishi, the third day, Yechimeno Venichye Lefonov, it is kept. Zog the Goan, what's the connection of Ahibayim Ashlishi with this special posuk of Yechayenu Miyoimayim? Ubashlishi, Yechimeno Venichye Lefonov, Taich the Bune Goan, Yechoyle Leyo. Schar mitzvah b'hai al meleke. There's no reward for mitzvahs on this small, limited, stupid world. So the goin faros. Because all the hanor a human being can have on this world through his life will not measure to a reward of one mitzvah. So memele schar mitzvah b'hai al meleke. So what is our schus on this world? How do we get all the brachas which the Torah gives us to go through life? From the starting Gishmechem Be'itom, the rain will come on time, and there will be panosah, and refuah, and yeshuas. So the goal, that's the schus of the hachone of the mitzvah. On the special beauty and effort we put in the mitzvah, for this we get the reward on this world. The actual schar, the actual reward of the mitzvah, is not for this world, it's for another world. Yechayenu miyoimayim. We live in the schus of the 2 days when Abraham Avinu went towards the Akedo. He made the hachone to the Akedo. Uvashlishi, the third day when he made the Akedah, Yekimenu v'nichye lefonov. This remains to live Father Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yemois HaMashiach, Olam Habo. The Achone has a gewaltige koyach. All our brochas in this world comes miyomayim, from the Yemei Achone. Why is it so important? The Shulchan Aruch zogt al pi Chazal, Chassidim horishoinim horishoin sho achas lifnei ha-tfile. They made an Achone for tfile. What is the Achone? The Rambam zogt in Hilche Shabbos. There is a mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos and a mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. What is Kovet Shabbos of the Rambam? Eizuhu Kovet. זה שאומר חכמים שמצווה על אדם לחוץ פנוב יודו ורגלוב בחמים בערב שבת. We have to wash, we have to prepare ourselves for Shabbos. Abad, that's a kovet Shabbos, to come into Shabbos, clean, nice clothes, Abad. Umisatav betzitzis, he puts on new tzitzis. Ve'yoyshev bekoived rosh, and we sit sincerely, faithfully, with a seriousness to wait for Shabbos. In the same way we await to welcome a king. The Chachomim used to take together the Talmidim. Umisatvin vo'oimrim, they used to say, Boyu v'neitze likra Shabbos HaMelech. Let us go towards Shabbos HaMelech. And this, Dr. Ramon, this is Kovet Shabbos. Prepare yourself to a mitzvah, get ready to a mitzvah, wait for a mitzvah, have a yearning to a mitzvah, in the Kovet and the beauty of the mitzvah. If one comes into Shabbos, just bumps into Shabbos, maybe he's a Shem Shabbos, but it's not a Kovet Shabbos. Matata Zayin Gazun told me, remember the brisket over half an hour before Shabbos, he used to go out in front of his house. Mitaza pachad elekim, await the Shabbos, just standing there, waiting for Shabbos. And in this way, he's Mechabed Shabbos. Matata Zayin Gazun always tells us a story when he was a young boy in Vienna. There used to be two barabatim, two brothers, who used to come in from the office direct to Kabbalah Shabbos. And they used to take out the muktzah things, put it in their desk, and Mom, she said to them as a child, they couldn't take it. But this is how they used to go week by week. From London, I think it was about 20 years ago, he went, I can't remember, to Mid-America, one of the towns, one of the states. Used to be a state before we had this president, but not, maybe it's still a state. And he walked Shabbos on the street with a bocher, and he saw on the other side of the street two people walking, frei, if they were Yidden. One was walking with a dog. And their faces hit him. And he asked the boy, maybe they are called this and this name. Dr. Yeh. And the Freie Yidden. These were the two brothers who bumped into Shabbos. They kept Shabbos at the time, but it wasn't the covered Shabbos. Steht im Posseg, when Yosef HaTzadik had his chalumes, had his dreams, wo oviv shomar es hadovo. So the Rashi will say, shomar, he guarded the words of Yosef, ho yimitzapel, he waited. When is it going to happen, this dream, this chalm of Yosef HaTzadik? So my thought is, Shoma usually is a guarded, not waiting, not yearning, mitzapel. But in the Ruchnius, the being mitzapel for the mitzvah is the shmira on the mitzvah. How do we guard? How do we conquer? How are we koine? A Ruchnius diger matzev, so being mechabedit, Mahadr, put our effort in it, see it as our glorious moments in life. This is the way we are shomer moments of Ruchnius. How can we have from Shabbos the maximum we can take out of it? so being mechabed the Shabbos. There's a few pages in Mesilas Yesharim, and a few pages in Mesilas Yesharim is a lot. They say that the Vilna Gaon went through Mesilas Yesharim till Perik Yud Aleph, and he said there's not one word which shouldn't have been written and is written, not one chosa or not one yeser. There's a few pages in Mesilas Yesharim that one could think beauty, hidur, it's okay for a human being, but the Rabbi Yishlem is a chilek. If it's a nice Shabbos tish, or the Nishkin nice Shabbos tish, if I make a seder, I put in a few silver things on the table. If I don't, but the Rabbi Yishlem is a chilek. And he goes through a few pages, bringing rais from Chazal, from Psukim. Yes, it is. It is important to make a mitzvah nice. Because from making it nice, to be mechaber the mitzvah, we are queen of the mitzvah. And the more effort we put into the Hachona of Shabbos, for the Rambam zogt, Yoshev bekoived rosh, with a gewaltige seriousness, meyachel lehakbolas pni Shabbos, await the Shabbos. This means Hachona. Avad Aharon HaKohen walked into the Mishkan the eighth day, and it was his first day, but it wasn't the first day. We had Moshe Rabbeinu there for 7 days. When it stated to us, what did Aharon HaKohen and his children do all the 7 days? They just watched Moshe Rabbeinu do the avodah. Watching, waiting. Hasidim Rishonim Rishoyin Shu'achas Lifnei HaTfilah. Just awaiting the tefillah. Looking forward to it. And when it comes, you are koine it. Yechayenu Yumayim. We live on the days when we prepare ourselves to a mitzvah. This is the importance in every household. There's always an ikker and a toffel. The main, I don't want toffel in English, I don't want everything in English is toffel. Subsidiary, whatever it is. Secondary. In every household, there's an ikker and there's a toffel. And it's very important. The children are extremely clever. And they know exactly what is the Iker and what is the Tofel. Is it by my father or my Zayda the Iker, I should know the Gemara? Or maybe not. He knows. He feels it. If you would ask, I told the Red Store of my Zayda, the Moshe Bloy, was Nasi Agud Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael, you know. So once he was in London, and he lived by a wealthy person, and he had a crystal vase on the table. And one of the children, or his children, went and touched the crystal glass. And his father gave him a telegraphic shrieking of him, how do you touch a crystal glass? How can you do it? You spoil it, and it's got to be clean. Answered Roshan. So Mazeda told him, so what? He touched it. So he may be right, but you got to educate the children. You got to give them chinuch. I can't help it. Say that. Friday night, this little boy touched the Shabbos licht. So the Tate Yankele, it's mukze. So Mazida asked him, where is the chinuch? It is so important to educate. So I said, well, I can't do it all the time. Tate, you are right. I do it for mukze and not for a crystal vase. If you do it for a crystal vase, you can't do it for mukze. There's always an ikar, a chashivas, a covet, and a toffel. If you would ask any of Manzeda's Radovich Lezinger's children to tell this, they should say a story of their childhood. They would all tell you the same story. Manzeda in Vienna was quite a wealthy person. It remains there, don't worry. He was a wealthy person, and he had a beautiful set of plates, glasses, and expensive. And once a child took the whole set and was down on the table, everything broke. And my grandmother started to yell and schrei, gewaltig geschrien. So Mazeda said, Mama, was schreist du? Es war doch kein Avere nicht. Why are you shouting? It's not an Avere. Shouting, educating, being mechanach, we got to leave for Averes and Mitzvahs. For Teure and Mitzvahs. Anything else is secondary. Der Rambam sagt, die Pirsch im Aschneis in Pitrovus. Asri tu roscho kva, ki rak ze hu ho ikir. Teure is the main thing. The whole shah had worn all other things. Im nizdamen, nizdamen. Im loy nizdamen, loy nizdamen. If you have it, you have it. If you haven't got, you haven't got. For the yasid be hibotzloy. You won't lose out if you don't have it. You gotta put the ikir, the covet, the hiddo into Torah and mitzvahs, into time of Hashivas HaTorah. Once heard of a Hashiva in Moshe Green. He said that the Yeshiva life have a saying that the world's in Balabatim, they think the money is theirs. The Rabbi Shlom gave it to them to give for stockers, they're only showing them on it. He told me they might be right. But is our time ours? Can we do it without it? Are our eyes ours? Are our kishra and our brain, it's ours? The Rebbe gave it to us to use it for a purpose. We've got to be machshivit. Time, we got to be machshiv. Life, we got to be machshiv. Had a very interesting line in the Gemara. The Gemara sagt in Broches Daf Lamed Aleph, there was a wedding of Masutra Menach that was given. Omer le Rabbonu le Rav Hamnune Zute. The Rabbonu asked Rav Hamnune, since he was a singer, Behilule de Ma Brei de Ravine, on the wedding of the son of Ravine. Lishro Lon Ma, please give us a song. Tell us a song. Sing us a song. Omer lehu, it's not so singing, so to why. Ote geämpfert, weilon de misne, a pity we die. A pity we don't stay here. Weilon de misne. Not the most interesting song, I wouldn't say it's got to be the Lippe Schmelzer songs, but it's something in between. Weilon de misne, a pity we die. Omre lehi, so they like the idea. So they asked, anom manena basayof, so what should we reply? It seems that the song was, he said, and the oilom answered or replied, Omale, you should say, hey Torah, hey mitzvah, the magnanon. Where's the Torah? Where's the mitzvah? Where's the mitzvah? Why at the wedding? Why long the mitzvah? A pity we die. A shoda mishtart. There's a very renowned word of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, before he passed away of this world, of this, I could only say, of this small, limited world, he took his tzitzis, and he said, Rebbeinu shel Olam, a pity we live such a wonderful world, with these five kopikas, you can have such a wonderful mitzvah as tzitzis, which is Hinele Kol HaMitzvahs. And Nebuch Zeir Shmuel Rozovki Zeir Tzadik V'Kodesh Levrocha, he was very ill on the lungs, and a lot of Yisurim before he passed away. I think he passed away by Motze Shabbos. By Shalashudas he said, you got to be Zoiche to leave the world with a Cheshkes Achaim, with a yearning of life, like the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon left this world, and he said, it's a pity to leave this world. Such a beautiful world, you can zoiche, you can be zoiche. So many mitzvahs, so much Torah. A bocher, so the Gemara, shoyre b'loy Torah, shoyre b'loy simcha. He hasn't got a proper happiness. He hasn't got a proper Torah. He would say vayon de misne, but he still doesn't. He doesn't know the depths of life. He should say vayon de misne, the emes, like the Vilna Gaon said it. Here we have a chosne te chasne. He was zoicha to isho. He was zoicha to simcha. He is zoicha to Torah. So Masutre, he can now say Vaylon the Mistne. He knows the value of life. He knows how to value every minute of life. Vaylon the Mistne. This is what he sang. This is what he sang. And they answered, hey mitzvah vehoi Torah. We live. Let's hop around to your mitzvahs. Because he knew how to value every minute, every mitzvah, every Torah. Habanim got to do our gashmizdige parts of life. But that's not the tachlis. This doesn't give us value. Steht in Tehillim, Sing Nun Aleph. Tfochus nosato yomai, told David HaMelech. My life is put together with tfochim. There's a measurement of tefach, tefach, tefach. Taish de Briskerov, if someone goes through life full of Torah, then he's got a life of Torah. David HaMelech said on himself, Tfochus nosato yomai. Today I've got 6 hours, tomorrow, yesterday was 5 hours. It is not one long life of Torah. David HaMelech said it himself, Chas v'Sholem. The time and the moments we give for Torah mitzvahs, this becomes our beged. This is our schus. It is important to make a proper hachone to mitzvahs. It is important to give the proper chashivas to Torah and mitzvahs. Those few minutes we give for our children, or einiklach, forget about children because the zedas have got to do it today. Time, patience, show the einiklach, the chashivas we give for Torah. Every household, you got to feel, when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, it's choshev. When it comes to other things, it's secondary, it's not the most important. Vayehi bayoyim hashmini. It might be rishon, 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 rishon for many things, but the 7 days behind it, the shivas emi ha'miluim, the days with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu put in the hachone, the proper hachone. Yechayenu from those weeks, hours and nights, our noshim tzatkonius, put in the preparation of Pesach. Ubashlishi, the night of Seder, the Seder Nacht, yekimenu v'nichye lefonov. This is for Olam Habo, for Yemuis HaMashiach. We, our chilek is, why do you say our chili? Because through their preparation of Pesach, we lack proper food, proper times of food, so we are part of it. So it's a very interesting thing. You wouldn't believe it. Tosa zokt, Brizi Yerushalmi, that Bedikas Chomesh, the men should do, and not the women. So Tosa, why? Noshim atzloni yesin. Women are lazy. Well, we can say they're lazy any time of the year, but not Erev Pesach. They do the cleaning. They do the preparation. So why are they called Atzlonius? One thought, maybe, when we come to Brikas Chometz, it's very hard. As you mentioned before, Mikalbiu Chometz, the house is spotless. So many hours of work put in to clean the house. No Chometz. And Aram Brich Ashekichonu b'mitzvoyso b'tzivonu al biu chometz. And you take a little candle and b'tzmimes umit erlichkeit you are boidek every corner. Why? The teretz is emunas chachomim. Chazal tell us Leil Yudaled, it's a special sgula. Take this little candle, goes through the house. This is the b'dikas chometz. You need a tremendous emunas hatoiro in order to have the emuna that I'm now going to look for chometz. Abada, the women have worked very hard, but they can't have the emunas hatoiro we have because we learn. We learn Torah. So we know even though the house is spotless, we can still make bedikas chometz. Their laziness is after cleaning to have the ganze brand to make bedikas chometz. They are lazy. They haven't got the koyach haTorah we have. We know the Torah zoktos pasidos. Hachone to a mitzvah, chashivas to a mitzvah, is the most important part of chinuch for ourselves. Once he was with the Chazanish. Later years, he had to light the candle of Shabbos himself. He put on a special Shabbos cap. Shabbos kapel, and he put on the light of Matada, the Kedusha, the change on his face was tremendous. The Hachone, to Kabbalah Shabbos. Rabbeisai, how else could we show our chashivas for Torah, our hachona for a day of Torah mitzvahs, if not by starting the day the Torah way? I think it's the most beautiful way to show the hachona to the day, the chashivas haTorah. That's not only the 35 minutes of Torah where we learn in the morning, the 40 minutes. It shows Asei Toros Chokva. It expresses the Bayum Hashmini, not Bayum Horishon. Whatever we do later is secondary to the Torah Mitzvahs. Avada, the whole day is part of Torah Mitzvahs, because we show in the morning the Hashivas to it. We are now in days and weeks of Achonet Torah Mitzvah, Matzahs, Bedikas Chometz, Bia Chometz. So the Rebbe Yishnu helped him, we should have the proper Hachone, show the true Chashivas, the Torah Mitzvahs, and B'schuzo V'digon Zot Yechayenu M'yoymaim. The days of Hachone will give us Broches and Yeshuas, we all so much need. Everyone needs an uplift. We haven't got proper Ruchmizig and Adreges, so we haven't got a true happiness. We can't sing the Weilon, the Mistne, in the way the Tanoim sang it with the Gornet has gesungen. Let us value moments of a Yiddish Lem, moments of Teure, moments of Mitzvah, the Sapov, Gesoktamol, and it was to come 80, 90 years in this world for one Purim, for one Megillas Esther, the beauty of a Yom Tov, the beauty of a Shabbos, the beauty of Ruchnias, the spiritual. There's no better moment for us than the moments of Tfilah Zakov, Leil Yom HaKippurim, the moments of Ne'ile, Ruchnias, Shabbos, Knisas HaShabbos, preparation of Shabbos, the preparation of Pesach, when we all fall asleep by the Seder. That's the most beautiful moments in life, believe me. Ruchnias. So the Ibsha help is a Zulche sein. Know the Chashivas of Torah and Mitzvahs. Know to value the time for Torah and Mitzvahs. And we will all be Zulche to a proper Achone and a proper Freilach and Koshen and Pesach. Amen.